If you just Google Newsweek and best PGA Tour tournament, you'll get to this poll. And you can vote once a day, so vote early and often, all the way through August 20th. And the top 10 will get announced at the end of the month. And there's a lot of tournaments that are massive, from AT&T Pebble Beach to the Masters to the U.S. Open to the Ryder Cup. One of the 15 on there is the Travelers, and Andy Bassett from Travelers and Nathan Groob, the executive director of the Travelers Championship, might disagree, but I mean, it's hard to compete with the Masters. But if you get in the top 10, it's a great accomplishment, and I think, fellas, even getting on this list is pretty incredible.
Pretty fun. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having us on. Yeah, Andy and I were talking about this yesterday, that it's just, what Travelers has done with this event and the national and international recognition that it's getting, and the fact that, Newsweek reached out and said, hey, you have been nominated for this. It's really cool, but it's a testament to, what's happened over the last 20 years, what Travelers has done. And Andy knows this. It's been a journey, but to get here to have the national and international media recognize the event like this is pretty awesome. We're pretty lucky to have Travelers and what they've done with this event.
I tell people, just listen, the Masters is the Masters, but I told people earlier, just go vote for the Travelers because you want to be in the top 10. It's just cool because, some of the tournaments are, obviously iconic. Andy, are you you done eating bonbons on the beach? Are you back to work or what?
I go to eat bonbons on the beach every weekend. So, yeah, I'm back at work now, yeah.
So, obviously, I saw Andy at the – I saw both of you, actually, at the Yard Goats as Travelers, I think employees that were being honored. When it comes to the tournament, what happens this time of year?
Well, it's all of the – it's a pre-planning. This whole Newsweek exercise, it's a very nice honor. But it doesn't change – and this is a great reading to your question, Brian. It doesn't change what we do at all. That we never accept the status quo. We're always trying to get better. And in about two or three weeks, we start our weekly planning meetings with the entire team to get ready for next year. So, you know what? We're going to get better. This is very nice. It's a nice little accolade. And yeah, it'd be great to finish in whatever. But what's most important, like you said, Brian, is being on the list for us at Travelers. This is really important to us. It does great work for the community, great work for charity with over $4 million this year to over 215 charities. And so that's our core mission. That's what we're about. That's what giving back is important to us. And this is just a terrific little recognition, but we're going forward. We're driving the bus is about leaving the station and getting ready to go on and have a great 2026 tournament.
We're talking with Nathan Groob, Executive Director of the Travelers Championship, and the gentleman you just heard from was Andy Bassett, Senior Vice President at the Travelers. Nathan, have you had a chance to look back? Again, the tournament, there's so many things that are templated that work every year, but have you had a chance to sort of look back at this year's tournament and give some analysis on things that worked really well or things you might need to change?
Oh, gosh. This is, I think you know Andy well enough, Brian, that he and I during tournament week were already, saying what we want to do different for 26. This will be our 20th year this year in 2026 with Travelers as a title. But, to Andy's point, it has been a relentless pursuit of getting better. And we kind of have this internal thing to Andy's point, the status quo is unacceptable. And, we want to be the best at getting better. And so we were making changes on Thursday of tournament week going, oh, we got to do this next year. We got to do this next year. So, to Andy's point, we're 313 days out from 2026. And that, I would say that attitude, everybody buys in to make it better. And what's cool to us, I think Andy talks about this and I get to see it too. It's like you get people that still walk out, there's a sense of pride with this event. Like you walk down the fairway on Thursday and the crowds are massive and you just listen to people talking how proud they are of this event, what Connecticut can do with a professional sports franchise when given the opportunity, and Travelers gave this community and this state the opportunity to host one of the biggest PGA Tour events in the country and one of the best. And we're very, very fortunate that the fans buy in, the volunteers buy in, the corporate partners buy in. But, we wouldn't have that opportunity if you didn't have a partner like Travelers saying, look, this means something to the state, and we're going to lift this thing up. And then, and then let people die, let people invest into it. So it's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, I think the other thing, Brian, too, is which is interesting that Nathan and I did back on July 22nd, we had a debrief of our 50 people who work in this tournament year-round at Travelers, at Nathan's staff. We had an eight-hour debrief meeting at Travelers, 8 hours of talking about all of our criticisms, all of our improvement opportunities. And so we take it, right, Nathan? We take this very seriously. And that debrief meeting, and I think you saw us at the game that night, and we were just saying thank you to the entire working team that puts this together and some of our volunteer leads and such. And, you know, it's really important to celebrate, but it's really important to debrief, talk about what you can do better, and everybody feels like part of it.
Well, listen, I reserve the right to ask difficult questions, but, you know, in all honesty, especially in the backdrop of what might happen with the Connecticut Sun, I think that anybody who doesn't understand that this tournament is so sort of institutionally important to the state of Connecticut, if you don't realize that, you're not watching anything that you should be watching. So I think that even if you don't like golf, right, I think even if you don't care about golf, it does not matter. That's why I try to bring it to the attention as much as I can, because excuse me, it's very important to the state. And so, you know, people can, again, go to newsweek.com or Google Newsweek and best PGA tournaments, and even if it seems strange to vote Travelers over the Masters, you need to do it, because it'd be great to get the status as being considered one of the top 10 events in this country. Do you guys get to go to the Ryder Cup, or, I mean, any throw yourself a bone here, or what?
Brian, I'll take a shot at this and laugh a little bit, because Andy and I talk about this. I think the last time we enjoyed just watching a golf tournament was like 1997, because what we do is when we go to these tournaments, whether it's, there's a handful of tournaments, I mean, we are constantly looking, how did they do that? What did they do here? And somebody would be like, oh my gosh, did you see that putt that they just made? And we're like, well, no, actually, we're looking at the sight lines for the bleachers and how they got security in and what do they do for their food and beverage over here. So, I mean, we do go to, you know, a handful of events, but I would say it's not as a typical sports fan. It's as a, you know, an event operator looking at what they did, how they gave things better. And then honestly, like, people will see us there and ask us, going, oh, hey, guys, what did you do? You know, whether it's somebody from the PGA of America or USGA or whatever, you know, hey, what did you guys do here? Or how did you do this? And, you know, people will pick our brains, but it's pretty cool, Brian. When to your point, what it means to the state and what it means to the, you know, the 200 plus charities that all got a piece of the $4 million last year that we raised. I mean, it was awesome. To Andy's point, this day long debrief that we do, like, we celebrate for about 34 seconds and be like, okay, we broke a charity record. You know, we did all these things. That is awesome. How do we get better next year?
Wait,
and
does that mean you're not going to the Ryder Cup? You didn't answer the question.
Yeah, we're going to the Ryder Cup.
Okay,
absolutely.
We're gonna steal some ideas.
We're going to the Tour Championship the week after next, Brian.
Yeah.
Because we can meet with the commissioner and the new CEO, Brian Rolup, and we've got meetings with Rory and with the players. And so, yeah, we're going to the Tour Championship week after next. And yes, just so you know, Nathan and I are going to the Ryder Cup one day to see it. It's cool.
So listen, if you need, you know, any secretarial help or anything as you do your work at the Ryder Cup, why don't you just let me know, okay?
Got it. Your son already volunteered for that, Brian, so we signed him up. Yeah. Sorry about that. So,
well, listen, he's going to make the tournament even better next year, because he's going to be, hopefully, I got to talk to Buddy Buter and some others. Hopefully he'll be carrying one of those score things. So we're working on that. Gentlemen, have a great day, and we'll talk to you down the road. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.